Hi everybody, welcome to the next jumpstart in our series, Microsoft Tools for VMware Integration and Migration. I'm Simon Perryman, Senior Technical Evangelist, and I'm joined in this first session by Eric Winner. And over the course of the day, we're really going to focus on how we can take advantage of our Microsoft solutions, primarily our data center management technologies, to help integrate and operate your existing VMware environments. The reason we decided to do this course was we have a lot of customers that are now running these multi-hypervisor environments. They might have Microsoft, plus VMware, plus Citrix. And what we really wanted to do was simplify our management experience, a single set of tools, a single management interface, yet give you the ability to run with these diverse hypervisors, these diverse infrastructures. So what we're going to be doing over the course of the day is first starting by taking a look at System Center Virtual Machine Manager. Now, if we could switch over to our slides here, we're going to do a brief introduction and introduce myself and Eric, our presenters. I'm a senior technical evangelist with Microsoft. I've been here about six years, working on a variety of products, primarily high availability, as well as evangelism. I'm also a VMware certified professional. So if you guys have any questions during this event, please make sure that you interact with us during our live Q&A. We have a great set of trainers also helping us answer any questions that you have. So take advantage of this opportunity to go and interact with us. Eric, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thanks, Simon. I'm Eric Winner. I'm a Principal Program Manager in the System Center team. I focus on cloud and data center management. I've had a lead role in the System Center team for quite some time, helping shape the design and requirements for System Center, Windows Server, and Hyper-V. In fact, I'm a founding member of the System Center Virtual Machine Manager team. I've been working on it for about 8 years, which predates even the Hyper-V release. And in the most recent releases of System Center Virtual Machine Manager, I drove a lot of the cloud features and the tenant and self-service abstraction.
So does that mean you were working on our previous version of Hyper-V, Virtual PC, Virtual Server?
That's right.
You've been in the game for a while now, all of this data center management. So
right.
We're going to have a lot of great experience from Eric here. So let's take a quick look at what our goals are, for you today. Well, we do have some expectations with our target audience that you already have some basic understanding of virtualization and data center management. Now, if you have some familiarity with System Center 2012, that's great, but really, our key audience here are people that need to manage VMware. So if you've got VMware in the environment, you're our target audience for this. Now, this event will be recorded and available shortly on the Microsoft Virtual Academy, www.microsoftvirtualacademy.com. So if you want to revisit this training later, recommend it to friends or colleagues, make sure you tell them to check out the MVA, and you'll see all of this great content. Now, let's take a look at what we're going to do over the course of the day. Right now, we're going to start off with our core hypervisor management, looking at System Center Virtual Machine Manager. We're then going to move on and look at how we can monitor our VMware environment using System Center Operations Manager. Our third module is going to be looking at System Center Orchestrator and how we can automate our dynamic environment, including how we can automate actions on VMware, vCenter, vSphere, and even our ESX hosts. At the end of the day, we're then going to look at how we can actually run different migration utilities and move our virtual machines from a VMware infrastructure over to a Hyper-V infrastructure using the Microsoft Virtual Machine Converter. Now, let's get started. What are we going to cover in this module, Eric?
Yeah, today I'm going to give a brief overview of Virtual Machine Manager for folks who haven't seen it. And then I'm going to explain how we think about data center management and virtualization. I'll start by talking about the fabric management, which is the low-lying layer of how hypervisors provide virtualization in the data center. I'll actually cover our cloud abstraction as well, and then we're going to talk about a fairly new product called App Controller, which is a self-service portal enabling app admins to manage virtual machines regardless of the hypervisor they're running on.
All right, that sounds great. So let's take a quick look at our product view as well and see how the Microsoft Cloud solutions compare to VMware. Well, really, we're not here to tell you one solution is better than the other. What we're here to do is really show you that we have identical solutions. And in fact, one of the advantages that Microsoft has is our cross-platform management capabilities. Now, with this particular module here, we're going to look at our VM management of our fabric and of our virtual machines. And so this is our System Center product known as Virtual Machine Manager. And this would be equivalent to the vCenter Server and vFabric Application Director for those people that are our VMware administrators. So let's give a brief overview of Virtual Machine Manager.
Okay, thanks, Simon. And as Simon said, feel free to jump in and ask questions. We want to keep this interactive and make sure you get as much out of this as possible. So I'm going to start out talking about the fabric layer within your data center. So we definitely know that there's a lot of admins out there that need to manage fabric. For fabric, what we mean by fabric is Virtual Machine Manager offers full lifecycle management of the Hyper-V server, from bare metal deployment all the way up to creating a cluster and patching Hyper-V in your data center.
Now let me jump in and ask a question. You know, fabric, a lot of people have some trouble kind of conceptualizing the term. What are all the different things that really make up this fabric that we manage?
Sure. Fabric for us is the compute, network, and storage running your data center that provides the virtualization services for the virtual machines, which is really the point of all of this virtualization, is to have applications running inside the virtual machines.
So it's basically our core data center infrastructure that we're managing.
That's right. That's right. So in addition to Hyper-V, we also manage multiple hypervisors. And there, the hypervisors that we manage today are VMware and the Citrix Zen Server hypervisor. Addition to that, we have network and storage management, both defining the new software-defined networks within the data center and controlling your IP usage through IP pools. And then we can help you classify and provision storage using a lot of the new features within the Windows Storage Server and using the SMIS standard. On top of the fabric, we have a new abstraction within Virtual Machine Manager that we call the cloud, and I'm going to show that to you later about what that means and what that does. The most important part of cloud is it helps to expose the capacity and capabilities of the fabric while at the same time hiding a lot of that complexity. So people creating virtual machines in the data center shouldn't need to know the details of the underlying data center structure. They really just typically want to run an application on a network. They happen to need it to be in a VM, and for that you need a lot of complex data center infrastructure, but folks creating and managing those VMs, we think we should hide as much of those details as possible. And by this cloud, I mean the private cloud running in your data center.
So essentially what you're saying is the fabric is the core infrastructure, and then cloud is how we can really optimize that infrastructure and use it in this dynamic, flexible environment.
That's right. The other benefit that cloud helps to drive here is a common delegation model. So you typically, once you've set up your fabric and you've set up your cloud, you can then delegate the resources to a multitude of application admins who can then create their services and VMs on top of it.
And then what's our third layer that we add on top of this?
Yeah, the third layer is those services and VMs. And for those, the key features and concepts we want to draw out there is self-service access. You need to enable your users to come in and create VMs, checkpoint VMs, start and stop their VMs, really do full lifecycle management of their VMs. We do that through the use of templates, so you have the ability to create these higher level building blocks to enable the VM creation to be both standardized and quick and easy. And we also have multi-tenancy, so if you're a hoster or an enterprise that needs to isolate certain parts of users, we have full isolation down the stack, so one self-service user is not going to be interfered with by another.
Great. So what are the benefits?
Yeah, we see a lot of benefits of both this way of thinking about your data center. One is you get to preserve and optimize your infrastructure. So by setting up that fabric and by collecting all of the hypervisors you're running in your data center, you're able to leverage and preserve those investments you've made. The cloud also allows you to hide a lot of infrastructure. So if you need to do some servicing on your fabric through the use of live migration and optimization, you can take hosts in and out of maintenance while your self-service users don't know that you're doing that. So that's another great SLA management tool that we offer. Through the use of templates, you get standardized services, so you know your virtual machines are always patched and created with the base images that you support in your data center. And we also have a lot of optimization. I'll show you some of those settings around dynamic optimization for load, as well as power optimization, where we can power on and off hosts as your usage patterns change within your data center.
Very cool. So help us understand, how exactly are we going to fit in? What's our integration point that we have here? You know, how does VMware fit
right
in with SCVMM?
Yeah, let's walk through that. Let me show that. So our main strategy for integrating with VMware is to have Virtual Machine Manager be the manager of managers. And by that I mean you've already got VMware in your environment. You've already got vCenter doing a lot of the basic fabric management for vCenter. So what we want to do is connect Virtual Machine Manager to vCenter to help aggregate that capacity and really let your application admins not worry about which hypervisor you're running today and which mix of hypervisors you run as you change and adopt more of Hyper-V. We do that through the mechanism we have for managing VMware. We manage through the VMware Web Services APIs, so we're completely agentless. We don't put an agent on any of the VMware infrastructure. We integrate at the vCenter layer for a couple of reasons. One is it's really the supported way that VMware offers to do this type of management and integration, so we wanted to make sure that everyone's within their support contracts. Also, there's a lot of high-level features that VMware customers take advantage of, like vMotion and Storage vMotion, that require vCenter interaction. So we want to be sure that we offer a parity of features so that you get both the live migration within Hyper-V and the vMotion on VMware, and you don't need to worry about the low-level mechanisms. We do some direct ESX host interaction, and that's mostly in the case where you need to move a file to the host or move a file off the host. I'll cover some of that in detail later, but there are times where we go and interact directly with the ESX host, and I've got a demo where I show how we sort of unlock that capability, and that's pretty much optional. As you start to adopt Virtual Machine Manager, you can sort of ease your way in and start at a sort of virtual machine control level and then unpeel and take more of the features as you adopt the product over time. This slide's here primarily for reference. It kind of touches on, as I said, there's two different states of managing VMware. When you first add vCenter to your environment and you start managing the VMware hosts, we initially put every ESX host into this. It's an OK state, but there's limited operations, and this is the way we actually tag it in our UI, so you can tell that for VMs on this host, you're going to have a limited set of capabilities, and here you can see a lot of those are really around what we call virtual machine control, so you can change the power state, you can change the configuration, you can use vMotion to live migrate these VMs from host to host, but you'll see at the bottom of the column there for OK limited, there's a lot of, again, those disk operations of saving that VM to the library or converting the VM or creating VMs out there on the host. You really need to have ESX host access. So once you enable that ESX host access, you can see you get the full set of virtual machine management capabilities.
Now, let me jump in here and ask a pretty common question that I get when talking about VMM. What is the deal with vCenter? Is vCenter required as part of this infrastructure?
It is. In fact, we never set out to replace vCenter in the infrastructure. It's a key part of managing your VMware hosts. And so you'll keep vCenter running. You're free to use vCenter. We do a lot of testing. If you go to vCenter to make a change, we'll refresh that change in live. So we see most admins in vCenter for the basic one-time setup task. They need to add a new ESX host. They need to patch all their ESX hosts. You're going to do all of that from vCenter. But as far as the cloud and self-service usage goes, that stuff you're going to be able to do through Virtual Machine Manager and App Controller, and you'll see that today.
So it sounds like kind of the one-time advanced configuration deployment steps, you're going to do that with vCenter, but the day-to-day operations management, that's when you can really take advantage of VMM and use that as your single interface.
That's
is
right.
That right?
That's right. Yeah, once you've got the fabric set up on the VMware side, you're ready to go with managing it from VMM.
Great.
Okay, so now I'm going to jump into a bunch of slides where I'm going to use these intro slides for reference so you can tell what I'm talking about, and then we're going to jump out and I'm going to show you how we manage VMware at the various layers here, and we're going to stop talking about so many slides and jump right in. So as far as fabric setup goes, here's a bit of a review here. You're going to set up the fabric using vCenter. You got to go to vCenter and configure your networking, the port groups, VDS, you're going to set up your storage in vCenter, you're going to deploy and update those ESX hosts, and get all of that set up using vCenter. At that point, you're ready to add vCenter to Virtual Machine Manager, and this is a bit of a change, and I have a slide on this. Once you've added vCenter, we then give you the option to selectively add each ESX host. So again, this is one of our strategies to let you ease in. You can add vCenter, and you can start managing one ESX host, play around, and what we see is over time, people really see the advantages, and they add more and more of these hosts as they move forward. And I'm going to show you these optimization and pro settings within the console. In fact, I think we should just run out and get into our first demo and show you it in action.
Great. Well, while you switch over, let me ask, you know, we mentioned managing those individual hosts, but what about clusters? Can we support ESX clusters as well?
We do. We manage ESX clusters as well as hosts, and we can take advantage of all the live migration vMotion capabilities of those clusters in VMware.
Great. Now, what about storage vMotion?
Storage vMotion is supported. I'm not going to show that today, but yeah, all of those...
I guess the standard operating procedures, right?
That's right.
We all support that. Great.
That's right. Okay, so we're going to jump here into the Virtual Machine Manager console. I first want to take a moment to just orient everyone to what you're seeing here, because we are going to jump around a little bit throughout the day. So here at the top, you see our ribbon. This is where all the actions are. Makes it a really nice visual way of seeing everything that you can do. Also, we also have full right-click support, which is what a lot of the advanced admins do. And I'll be showing you a little bit of PowerShell, full PowerShell support. Anything you see me do in the UI today, you can automate through PowerShell. We have full power. The UI sits on PowerShell, so there's nothing you can't do in PowerShell. In fact, there's more you can do in PowerShell than you can through our UI. There are areas where we don't expose UI features, but we have full automation. So let me just run down. That's the top. Down the left side here, you see I'm in the fabric, and I've got my organization. Again, as we spoke, there's servers, network, and storage constructs here down the left side in the tree. And then further down, you can see these sort of Outlook-style wonder bars. I'm just going to click those real fast to show you what's this in here. There's the VM and services space. This is the space where you're just really mostly focused on managing virtual machines and the multi-virtual machine services and applications. In the fabric we touched on, that's where you manage servers, network, and storage. Here in the library are all those building blocks you use to ensure you have standardized virtual machine deployments. This really helps you to make sure that those self-service users are building from your golden images. We have a jobs view. This is really task manager for virtual machine manager. So you can jump in here and see which jobs have been run. We have a quick pivot here of looking at just the running jobs right now. And then we have a settings space. There's one thing I want to point out here before we jump in and add vCenter. In the settings space, we have this concept called run as accounts. These are securely stored credentials in your environment that you can store because that you reuse them. So one of the things you're going to want to do is on the vCenter side, you're going to create an account that Virtual Machine Manager will use when we authenticate to vCenter. This can be a fully privileged account or a somewhat less privileged account. And here you can see I have both a vCenter connection defined to store my access to vCenter, and I've got a root credential that we're going to also use, and that's how I access the individual ESX hosts. So I'm just going to jump right in here back in the fabric space, and you can see under servers I've got the vCenter server. I'm going to right click there, and let's just add our vCenter server and get going here. I'm going to enter the name of the vCenter server, Lucky 13. And here's that run as account I talked about. Again, it's up to you what credential you want to use. We've here created a privileged account for connecting. And I'm going to select this securely communicate to ESX hosts. So I want to make sure that I'm not just managing ESX, but I'm managing it in a secure way. And there's some informational stuff here that I'm going to cover most of these informational bullets, but there's some pretty good descriptions here about how you do this operation. And really that simple. You'll shortly see as we connect to vCenter that the machine appears here in our UI. It's adding. And that's it. We're now connected to vCenter, and we're able to start managing VMware. You can see we have some quick status down here that the vCenter server is responding, but I'm not managing here in the bottom. You can see zero hosts and zero VMs. So I'm managing vCenter, but I've not yet brought any of the host management online.
Now, what version of vCenter are you running here?
Here, I believe we're running the vCenter 5.1.
5.1, so we do support VMware's latest and greatest.
We do, and you can see that version right here. We'll show you this is version 5.1 here in the preview pane. So the next thing I want to do is start managing some of those ESX hosts and clusters. I'm going to again say what account I'm going to use. Here is that root account, as we said. I want to be sure that I can manage those ESX hosts. And here's our selection. So here's my view of the hierarchy as defined in Virtual Center, vCenter, and how I want to add those. I'm going to add all these hosts right now, as again, you could choose to just start out adding one at a time. When I add these hosts, I can add them to what we call our host groups. Host groups in Virtual Machine Manager control a lot of your policy settings for optimization, and I'll show you how that works, as well as some of your access controls. So I'm, for now, going to put these in their own host group. I can mix them with Hyper-V hosts or not. For now, I'm going to put them in their own host group. And I just want to show you, in all of our wizards and dialogues, we have this View Script button. So here you can see, if I click View Script, this shows me all the PowerShell you'd need to do this operation that the UI is doing. So you can automate adding these ESX hosts over time.
Yeah, I think that's a good point you bring up. You know, since everything is built on PowerShell, you can really do an operation once, save that script, and then just go run that again and again and again. So if you had hundreds of hosts to add, right, you have to do a lot of time, this PowerShell script is really going to save you a lot of time. So awesome functionality built right into the product here.
Okay, I lost my screen.
So tell me a little more about, one of the questions that I've seen come up is asking about, can we do a storage, can we do a vMotion or a live migration from our ESX infrastructure directly over to our Hyper-V infrastructure? And so basically, can we move a VM with no downtime from one hypervisor over to the other hypervisor? The answer to that is actually no. We don't support a cross-platform live migration or vMotion. And the reason behind that is each of these live migration or vMotion is built using a different type of process. And so when you're doing a live migration or you're doing a vMotion, both of the actual hosts need to participate in that management. One sends the information, copies the memory across, the other receives that information, accepts that memory. So both of those servers need to be running the same type of infrastructure. So both of them need to be running ESX, or both of them need to be running Hyper-V. But there is no way to do a live migration from your ESX over to Hyper-V with no downtime. But there are ways to migrate, and we're going to cover those a little later today.
Right, so let's switch back to our demo here. I got my screen back, and I'm going to show you, we talked about this again in the slides. I brought these three hosts under management, but you can see here in the status column, they're all showing OK limited. So the way you manage hosts out of that state, and again, that's a very fine state, you can leave them there if you'd like, is all you do is you retrieve the certificate, you accept the certificate, and hit OK. And then you'll see this host switch from the OK limited status into the OK status. I'm going to clear all of these out, so let me just do that one more time. And this again is one of those operations that according to your policies of when you bring hosts under full management, you can retrieve, accept the certificate. Again, this is not a wizard, but a dialog view script. You can automate this. You can add the hosts and accept these certificates in one PowerShell script and have stuff fully under full management at that point in time.
Now, is there any limits on the number of vCenter servers that you can manage?
There's no real actual limit. The main limits within Virtual Machine Manager are 1,000 hosts and 25,000 virtual machines. So you can get, if you have your vCenters stacked up full, you can get a couple vCenters into that level of scale, but you can mix Hyper-V and vCenter and ESX hosts in that mix of 1,000 hosts, 25,000 VMs on a per virtual machine basis.
Great.
As you'll see in App Center coming later, in App Controller can also connect to multiple virtual machine managers. So if for some reason you have more than 1,000 hosts, you can stand up separate virtual machine managers, and your self-service users can integrate against those by spanning those.
So almost a single self-service user that connects to multiple VMM hosts.
That's right.
VMM servers that connect to multiple hosts.
That's right.
Even more VMs.
And again, the intent there is those self-service users shouldn't know how you've set up your infrastructure or how your infrastructure changes over time. They really just want to get to their virtual machines.
We're really hiding everything down the stack from them.
We are. So I've now got these hosts under management, and you can see here we know a lot about their storage, what version of ESX they're running, and that this one has 9 virtual machines. I want to show one other navigational pattern in the console. You can see that in this preview pane there's a lot of hyperlinks for the jobs, as well as this count of 9 virtual machines. If I click that, we perform a navigation in the console. We're now sitting in the VM and services space, and we're showing the 9 virtual machines that are currently running on that ESX host. From here, I do want to show you some of the other host management we have. So here's that ESX host group. And so this is where I'm able to define policies for the ESX hosts I've plugged into here. The policy I really want to show today is dynamic optimization. Here you can see that I've got the option to inherit the DO setting from the dynamic optimization setting from my parent host group, but I can specialize it for VMware. I can automatically migrate the virtual machines based on these underlying CPU and memory conditions. And once I'm doing automatic dynamic optimization, I can enable power optimization. And here on a schedule basis, I can define when I want Virtual Machine Manager to live migrate virtual machines off of hosts and power hosts off so that I save in my power spending in the data center.
Nice. Now, just for some context for our VMware administrators, dynamic optimization would be equivalent to DRS, Distributed Resource Scheduler. And this basically gives us the ability to monitor how a host is being utilized. If it's becoming overwhelmed, we hit certain thresholds, we can then live migrate or vMotion those virtual machines off the host. So very similar functionality that we have with DRS here.
That's right. So now I'm going to switch back to my slides for a second. And I want to talk about our cloud layer. So we've covered the fabric. We're now bubbling up a level to the cloud. Our cloud abstraction, which I'm going to show you, allows you to expose your capacity and capabilities of the underlying fabric without exposing all that detail and complexity. It also allows you a common delegation model for your application administrators. And in one cloud, you can have multiple hypervisors, or you can choose to have multiple clouds dedicated to hypervisors. Again, it's really a choice that we offer up to you to how you want to organize your clouds. And the simplification and hiding is how we do that. So I would, at this point, I think we can jump out and just see that demo.
Great. Well, while you switch back, you know, I want to kind of emphasize one point here. Running multiple hypervisors within the same cloud. So when you think of a cloud, really this is our large abstraction, our pool of all of the resources in Virtual Machine Manager. But we have the ability to kind of break up that large cloud into multiple smaller clouds. We'll probably see this shortly. But within a single cloud, you're not restricted to using only Hyper-V or only VMware or only Citrix. You can actually have a single cloud running all of these different hypervisors. Now, Eric, if somebody says, I want to go deploy a service to this cloud. This cloud supports both Hyper-V and VMware. Can they deploy a service on either host, either hypervisor?
That's right. In fact, you can choose to have a service that's defined that has, say, a web front end and a database back end, and you can put your web front end on Hyper-V boxes and the database back end on those VMware boxes.
Well, so you really can have a distributed environment, made
right.
the most of all of that underlying hardware.
That's right.
I guess really the point here is, you know, VMM tries to be hardware agnostic. You know, we're not concerned whether it's Hyper-V, whether it's ESX as your underlying infrastructure. We want to be able to support it and make it easy to manage from a single interface.
Okay, so now let me give you a quick overview of cloud. You can see I set up this cloud. It's called the Application Cloud. And I've got one Hyper-V VM on that cloud already. The properties of a cloud are really pretty straightforward. I've mapped these underlying compute resources into the cloud, and here you can see I'm using all of my compute resources, including those ESX hosts. In fact, I had this cloud set up before I added vCenter or the ESX hosts, but because of this policy to use all of my compute, as I add ESX hosts and Hyper-V hosts, this cloud elastically expands its capacity. I've also got networks, load balancers, storage, those library building blocks, all mapped into this cloud. The cloud allows me, as Simon said, to alter its capacity. And here you can set capacity limits, or you can here you can see we're using the maximum. In fact, we're not going to tell our users how big the cloud is. We're just going to say we have unlimited capacity. You ask for VMs, and we'll find a way to satisfy that. In addition, we have these capability profiles where I can map and say, this cloud, despite the hardware behind here, I can choose via this policy to restrict the size and shape and underlying hypervisor that VMs can be put on for this cloud. So again, it's just an easy way to manage this setup. Let me go ahead and take one of those VMware VMs, and I'm just going to put it on the cloud. So this was a pre-existing VM. I brought it under management. I'm going to open its properties, and I'm going to set the cloud property to the application cloud, and I'm going to set the owner to one of those self-service users. So again, this lets me take my existing infrastructure and adopt my self-service user model and my delegation model without the need to rebuild anything. I'm really just adapting and integrating in this environment. You can see that job is running. We give nice status indications. Now if I click on the application cloud, I've got two VMs running on this cloud, one running on VMware and one running on Hyper-V. Now I'm going to switch over and back to my slides, I think, and we'll talk a little bit more about the next layer that we're managing, which is popping up a level and talking about VMs and services and templates.
Now, a question that I often get asked when talking about clouds is, how should you carve out that cloud, right? You have that one large cloud. What are the different use cases? How should you carve it out? Well, we see different people use different environments for this. Oftentimes, if you have multiple data centers, we see our admin break out the clouds by each data center so that they have all of the hosts within one data center, those library servers for that data center co-located. So for example, if you're deploying a 10 gigabyte virtual machine image, you want to make sure that you're transferring that locally within that single cloud. Another way that we see people use clouds is based on business units. So you might have one cloud that has the best hardware, fastest storage, fastest networks, and that cloud's dedicated for your core engineering, core business. You may have some older hardware that's just slower, and maybe you assign that for some of the less business critical roles in the organization, such as human resources, legal department. So you have a lot of flexibility in how you want to break down this cloud and really give different people access to these different types of resources.
That's right. So let's switch ourselves up here and talk about, back on the slides, about our service and template concepts. So some of the key aspects in deciding to offer a self-service capability that's multi-tenant is how do you enable standardized builds? So for that, we have a concept called templates. We have templates for both those single one-off virtual machines as well as the multi-virtual machine applications, which we call services. Those templates can then be deployed, as we said earlier, on any of the underlying hypervisors under management, whether that be Hyper-V, VMware, or Citrix. We do integrate with VMware's concept of a template, and I'm going to show you how we can easily import, again, selectively, as I start to adopt Virtual Machine Manager, import those templates from vCenter, but we keep those VMDK files, underlying hard disks, we keep over on the VMware infrastructure, which enables fast deployment. Some of the key features we offer here is in Virtual Machine Manager, when you want to deploy a virtual machine, you just construct the virtual machine you want, and we have an intelligent placement feature that goes out, looks again at all that underlying fabric, and finds the best host to run your virtual machine. In addition, we have live migration and storage migration, so as your workloads change, as their pattern of use change, you can shuffle things in the data center without having any downtime. So at this point, I think we can switch over, and I'm going to show you services and virtual machines within the Virtual Machine Manager console. And then at that point, we're going to sort of switch gears a little bit and start talking about App Controller. So
now, while you switch over, I want to elaborate on the difference between what we call a virtual machine and a service here. Now, with a virtual machine, this is where we're really abstracting our application, our computer, from that underlying hardware. What we really try to do with services is kind of take virtualization a step further. We've realized that in most business applications, it's no longer just a single virtual machine. We often have these multi-tiered applications with a front-end web tier, back-end database tier, and some middle-level business intelligence. And what we wanted to do with this concept of a service is be able to manage this multi-tier application as a single logical unit. So when you say, hey, I need this application, if it has multiple tiers, we can deploy that multi-tier, that multi-virtual machine application as a single unit. We could bring it online together, take it offline together, and even scale out across those tiers. So think of this as moving beyond just managing single virtual machines to managing a group of virtual machines that forms a complex application.
All right, so here in our demo, I've gone ahead and switched. We've covered virtual machines and services. We started with Fabric. So now I'm here in the library, and here you can see I'm looking again at those standardized building blocks and templates, and I've got some sitting here, up here in the ribbon, in the middle here, pretty prominent, import VMware template. So when I select that option, this is showing me all of the VMware templates managed by the current vCenter that I can import into Virtual Machine Manager. I'm just going to select this middle one here. Again, I can choose them all. I can adopt them one at a time, and I'm going to import them. And it's just that fast. So what we do again is we grab the structure of that template and bring it into Virtual Machine Manager. So now, for my self-service users, they don't need to know whether they're using VMware or not. And here you can see we've pulled all of the metadata, all of the data about this into the Virtual Machine Manager template construct. Okay, so I've set up my fabric, I've set up my cloud, I've defined my standardized images, and now I'm going to switch back to the slides. I'll explain a little bit more about the VMware wrap up the virtual machine manager part of the presentation, and then we'll jump over into App Controller.
So I guess why don't you tell us what's changed since our last version of System Center Virtual Machine Manager?
So Virtual Machine Manager 2008 R2 has been out for a while, and the latest version is 2012. But we first brought VMware Management online with 2008 R2, and at that time, when you added vCenter, we just pulled every vCenter asset into Virtual Machine Manager at one time. And that worked great for a lot of customers because it was very easy, one step, you were managing everything. There were other customers, though, that kind of wanted to ease their way in and try it out. So this is where we've added this selectivity that I showed today. ESX hosts you can choose to manage in groups. Those templates you can import one at a time. We now support the port group concepts, less privileged accounts in vCenter. Most of this is based on both customer feedback, and as VMware evolves, we work closely and try to keep up with as they develop features, and we integrate those selectively, again, as they fit that overarching cloud abstraction and virtual machine management.
Excellent. Well, sorry, go ahead.
So we get this questions a lot around which versions of VMware do we support. This is, as I was saying, we really try and keep up as VMware releases new releases and customers adopt them. So at the current release, we are in the far right for System Center 2012 Service Pack 1. We're supporting the last two major releases of vCenter, 4.1 and 5.1. And with the 4.1 and 5.1 release of vCenter, you can manage the ESX or ESXi hosts of 4.1 or 5.1. So we've kept up with our support on VMware, and we're continuing to do so.
Now, before we move on to our next topic, we did have an interesting question that came up from the audience. Do you need to have a System Center license on your ESX host or on your vCenter host?
You do not need a System Center license for that.
Correct. Those will be managed under your existing VMware licenses, so you're not required to go and add any other type of additional license.
Right.
Now, what about agents? Do people need to go and deploy a Virtual Machine Manager agent on that ESX host or over on the vCenter host?
No. As I said earlier, because of the interfaces we're using are all the web API or the HTTP or SFTP interfaces, we're completely agentless throughout the ESX infrastructure. There's no agents over there.
Excellent. So easy to set up, easy to configure. And you saw that in the demo earlier. It's really as simple as just running a wizard, having the correct permissions and privileges, and then adding it to your environment. Now, let's take a step forward and kind of go up the stack a little more and look at self-service. Now, self-service is important in our private cloud infrastructure because it's going to free up our IT pros' time. As we think of self-service, we're really thinking of the consumers of self-service being our application owners, our developers, the people that say, hey, I need to do something with this infrastructure, but I don't want to know how the infrastructure is set up. Now, if you're thinking about, running an application for a developer and they simply need to request, hey, I need a new instance of my application app, do you really want to give them access to your whole infrastructure? Do they need to know about virtual networks, about clusters, about this advanced management? Not really. And so our goal with self-service is really try to abstract that, make life easier on our developers, and free up time on our infrastructure specialists. In the past, there's been a lot of time that our IT pros, our infrastructure guys, have spent deploying services, deploying applications, picking up the phone and speaking to developers. And so with our vision of the private cloud, our more dynamic and fluid data center, we're trying to take a step forward. We're building service templates on the back end, these collections of VMs. We're publishing them to our self-service portal, which you're going to see shortly, and then we're enabling our end users to simply choose from a menu saying, I need this service and I want it to do these actions. Click go. Everything's automated behind the scenes. And so as we go back to our product view and take a look at our comparison of our VMware infrastructure with our Microsoft infrastructure, we can see that App Controller is equivalent to vCloud Director. So why don't we switch over and take a little, learn a little more about App Controller?
Yeah, let's do that. So again, we built App Controller to be that simple interface for our self-service users to interact with virtualization in the data center. It is role-based, so there are some settings about what actions you want your self-service users to do and what sets of users have access to which resources. App Controller pulls together and aggregates the view of those resources across private, hosted, or public clouds. allows the end user to deploy and manage services in addition to those standalone virtual machines. And in addition to spanning the clouds, since the clouds span hypervisors, you've really got this self-service user creating virtual machines, and they almost don't need to know where those virtual machines are running. On-premise or off, Hyper-V or VMware, it really doesn't matter. And we find that lots of folks, as Simon said, this really increases the agility of those application admins. They don't need to log a ticket or call the data center. They can just go and be helping themselves through this process. But at the same time, the person running the data center has control. They have control through these role-based policies. They have control through the gold images they publish. So you kind of get the best of both worlds here. You get the control and the standardization you want within the data center, and you get this agility of the application admin to really be doing their job in a very quick way.
Now, what we're really trying to do with our vision of the Microsoft Cloud is offer what we like to say cloud on your terms. And by this, have flexibility running private clouds, running your services in a public cloud such as Windows Azure, or even using a third-party hoster. Now, System Center App Controller in the Service Pack 1 recent update, we now support a feature called Service Provider Foundation. And this basically allows us to use anyone else's cloud and manage our services and applications through App Controller. So let's say you need to scale out. You need to work with a partner data center or even work with some large public hosting company. Well, rather than have to go log into their system, use their own management infrastructure, we can actually use App Controller, that same standard interface, to deploy our virtual machines and services, start them up, bring them offline, and check the health of them. And so what we really tried to do was provide a single set of tools, a common framework for managing your applications, whether they're in your private cloud, public cloud such as Windows Azure, or a third-party hoster cloud. And so as we look at this common set of tools, we think of identity with Active Directory. So you can have secure sign-on, federated services, whether you're running an application on-premise or in a cloud. With management, we have the System Center set of tools, and we're going to show you how App Controller can manage your applications across these clouds. But beyond that, Operations Manager, it can monitor your applications across different clouds. Orchestrator gives you the ability to automate actions across clouds, and so you're going to see this hybrid cloud management throughout the System Center stack. With virtualization, we use the same core Hyper-V technologies up in Windows Azure as we do on-premise. So you can build a virtual machine for your own data center and then use that same infrastructure, those same settings, and move that virtual machine up to a public cloud when you need to scale up. And finally, we have a consistent set of developer tools. So using .NET Framework, Visual Studio 2012, Team Foundation Server 2012, we actually have great integration between our data center management products and our developer tools. So developers can write code, develop applications for on-premise and the cloud using the same set of tools. But beyond that, we have integration with developer and operations, our DevOps story. So let's say we have a bug that we find from Operations Manager. We can automatically capture the data from that bug, package it up, and assign it to a developer so they immediately are able to repro the issue and track it, speeding up the time to resolution across our data center. So really the key message here is Microsoft is really all into the cloud, heavily invested from your private cloud to your public cloud to integrating with our third-party clouds.
Right. Okay, so let's just jump in and just show another illustration of how that works here in slides, and then we're going to go to our demo. So as Simon said, you can manage your applications across multiple clouds, and here we're showing the private cloud you're managing with System Center, as well as the public cloud here being Windows Azure. You can have service templates spanning the Hyper-V, VMware, or Xen server, and we're managing here in the center. And you can see, you'll get a view of your virtual machines here, whether they're running on Microsoft's public cloud or in your own private cloud using System Center, Windows Server, and Hyper-V. So I'm going to switch up to my last demo here.
Now, as you switch over, you know, really the question is, and I think you touched on this a little earlier, but what exactly does App Controller tie into? So App Controller is a web-based self-service portal.
That's right.
Who's it speaking to beneath the actual web layer?
So under App Controller, App Controller has a web server side, and on the web server side, they've built providers that help adapt App Controller to as you said, our service provider foundation for System Center running on-premise. Can also connect to hosters running Service Provider Foundation, as well as Windows Azure. So we've got an adapter for Windows Azure as well, which helps me to really pull together my assets that are running both on-premise or in the Windows Azure.
So where exactly does VMware fit in here? How can we use App Controller to interact with our VMware environment?
So App Controller is, again, talking to Service Provider Foundation, which is sitting on top of Virtual Machine Manager, which we just showed you. And all of that together provides a nice stack for App Controller to be managing virtual machines that are sitting on VMware. Again, App Controller is for your application admin. So you won't see any fabric details here. You really won't see anything about ESX or Hyper-V. This is all about managing applications and virtual machines, regardless of where they're running.
So let me just walk down that stack again. So we have App Controller as our self-service portal. That's going to go speak to Virtual Machine Manager. And Virtual Machine Manager underneath communicates with our VMware infrastructure.
That's right.
So we're essentially using our Virtual Machine Manager as an intermediary between our VMware infrastructure and App Controller.
That's right.
Okay.
And App Controller can, again, as we said, speak to multiple instances of Virtual Machine Manager.
So really scale up very broadly.
Right. So here, if we want to switch to the demo, I'll just orient you quickly. This is the App Controller web console. Again, this is, I've now switched to a different application, and I'm running here in a browser. Down the left-hand side, again, by means of orientation, you can see I can get an overview of my environment. This just gives me a really quick summary at a glance of what I can do. Here you can see I'm plugged into the private cloud, and I've got a couple virtual machines. I've also got the ability to connect this to Windows Azure, which I've not done for today's demo because we're focusing on VMware. In addition, I can connect to hosted clouds running at a service provider. So these are those three connection points we talked about. A summary of the clouds I've got in play, again, that same cloud I showed you in Virtual Machine Manager, that application cloud, I've delegated to this self-service user, and they have a view of that here. And for their virtual machines, remember earlier I took that new virtual machine running on VMware and I put it on the cloud, and as soon as I did that, this self-service user console refreshed and showed me that I now have access to two virtual machines. But again, the point of this is to help me create new virtual machines. So I'm going to switch again to library, similar concept to our Virtual Machine Manager console. And here you can see, I can see all those templates. These again, same templates I had in VMM. And I've granted these five templates to the self-service user. I'm going to go ahead and deploy this template. I first configure the cloud. Here I've got a single connection to a single cloud. I then configure the virtual machine, so I can call this a VMware MVA virtual machine. And it's really that simple. I just go ahead and deploy that virtual machine, and I'm done. So now let's go ahead and switch back to our slides, and we'll wrap this up. So here on the slide deck, I just want to go ahead and just cover a real quick summary of what we've shown you here. I've sort of organized it by the two main System Center components we talked about. We talked about Virtual Machine Manager, which is really that tool that enables you to manage your private cloud, spanning those multiple hypervisors, preserving the investment you've made in hypervisors today, improving your infrastructure SLAs by allowing you to layer that cloud abstraction to hide it from your self-service users. And again, our power optimization feature works across those hypervisors, so you can get power optimization across your data center as well to reduce some of those costs. In addition, App Controller, we just showed you, provides the application administrator a way to manage their VMs independent of the cloud or hypervisor that's providing the capacity for those. So that gives that app owner agility, saves them a lot of time, saves them time from requesting VMs, saves the underlying fabric admin time providing VMs because you've really just enabled self-service. And the standardization through templates really improves the reliability of both the resulting applications as well as these deployments that you're doing within your data center.
Great, thank you. Well, we're going to wrap it up by just letting you know about a few resources that we have available. First of all, make sure you check out TechNet as kind of our primary informational site. Learn all those technical details, the step-by-step guides of how you run and operate with System Center. If you go to Microsoft.com/System Center, there's kind of our central information portal, so you can find things such as case studies, evaluations, licensing information from this main site. Again, Microsoft.com/System Center. And don't forget to check out the the Microsoft Virtual Academy, www.microsoftvirtualacademy.com. We have a lot of courses already focused on Virtual Machine Manager. So here we've really talked about how we can integrate Virtual Machine Manager with our VMware environment. And these are kind of the core courses just to get you more familiar with Virtual Machine Manager itself, both with the 2012 initial release, in addition to updates that have come out with Service Pack 1. And we do also talk in those courses quite a bit about VMware management as well. So if you want more details, more information, check that out. Now, additionally, we want to just let you know that we have evals, so go download those if you actually want to get some hands-on experience. And check out our IT camps, which are in-person training activities that we host around the world with other evangelists like myself, where you can actually get this hands-on experience using VMM and all of our System Center products. And you can find out more at aka.ms/ITcamps. With that, we're going to wrap up this session. We're going to take a brief break, and when we return, we're going to be talking about Operations Manager. I'm going to be bringing in Michael Stafford from Veeam to talk about how we can actually monitor, operate, report, and get performance data from our VMware environment using System Center 2012 Operations Manager. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Simon.